JavaScript starting point, or before you program your first hello world. JavaScript's real name is ECMAScript, and it has nothing to do with the Java programming language. It is a modern language meant to deliver modern requirements in modern environments. All the other languages claiming to be more powerful lack just about everything that delivering results cross-platform and fast demands. They just end up reinventing something that JavaScript already does best, because JavaScript is also a massively popular language, getting the most attention in all the right spots. When someone tells you that JavaScript is not a good start, just tell them that whatever language they are encouraging you to start with will still result in needing to learn JavaScript if you want your apps on the web. Arguments about which languages are best are called language flame wars, and usually turn bitter and utterly useless. There do exist languages that show more promise if they stay on their path and operating systems also yield to them and all the future becomes a programming nirvana, but that is a little bit too much to ask. I've mastered several languages before learning JavaScript, and I had to let them all go. They were just inefficient, and in the end, I would always end up programming the user interface in JavaScript. So why bother writing the server code in a different language? Web applications are always written in JavaScript, as it is the language that is built into the browsers. To code the server side in a language other than JavaScript is pretty crazy. The only reason why a programmer would do that is for fun. To responsibly deliver results, your user interface and the server backend must be written in the same language, JavaScript. This uniformity helps with code readability and maintainability, security and bugs, and automatic code tests. And of course, it helps with sharing code between the browser and the server. Writing web applications means JavaScript for server, for user interface, and for general sanity. Heartless corporations, I suppose, can afford to tear applications into pieces to somehow optimize them at a cost of destroying them in the end, creating a patchwork of multiple languages and environments. But a real programmer is a poet. They are an artist, and they will never do such a thing because their program will not survive. Choosing to write cross-platform applications in a UI framework other than Electron or NWJS is just inexcusable madness. Operating system applications, once specific to an operating system, should use whatever their OS offers. But business applications, meant for multiple operating systems, must use a web browser as application base. A web browser is just a powerful start. Both Electron and NWJS use Chromium under the hood. Each have their own personality, where Electron is more popular, but NW seems more lightweight. While I highly recommend you start with simply focusing on opening an empty window on your desktop and then consider creating a wiki-based node-taking application where AI can help you figure out how to save files and the like, Electron is of course not everything. There are some other starts, such as putting a pixel on a web page, for which the web-based P5.js editor may just be the quickest option. Click File, examples, and browse a large list of interesting snippets, just be sure to hit play when running a program. P5JS is an environment for learning to code and making art. Another thing you can do is to take that old-school text-based JavaScript tutorial and create your own index.html on your own hard drive, then you can drag it into the browser. It is how programmers used to learn before video tutorials came along. You can also create executable files with programs like NEXE or make some apps with native script, but that can get confusing for a simple start. For more ideas, take a look at Awesome JavaScript. Awesome lists are just curated collections of things. You can find Awesome Node.js as well as Awesome Electron and the meta Awesome Awesome Node.js that includes many other JavaScript-related lists. Finally, my best recommendation is just to get one paper JavaScript book with plenty of simple code examples, but please don't pay a lot of money for it. It may be just better to print out one chapter at a time out of a free PDF, and of course, to skip the paper altogether and just use a tablet. But reading in bed from within a blanket fort is not optional. A programmer must be safe and sound in a secure castle at all times. Whichever way you choose, simply trace along the syntax to both gain a higher understanding and get your eyes used to the friendly and cheerful, unencumbered JavaScript syntax. Eloquent JavaScript has a free PDF, an online version, and You Don't Know JS Yet, Get Started, second edition, comes as a free markdown text version. As a more snippety alternative, take a look at 30 Seconds of Code, as it is full of great little ideas and descriptions, and works just as well as a book.